And now we turn from too big to fail to the countless Americans who work for companies and industries that were not too big to fail. Unemployment in some parts of northern Indiana has doubled since last summer. That's due in part to plummeting sales of recreational vehicles, one of the area's manufacturing mainstays. The local community college is trying to retrain workers and figure out where they can find jobs. NPR's Larry Abramson spent time with one returning student and the school that's trying to get him back to work.
Hi, I'm Steve.
It was just after school when I pulled up to Steve Christman's house. His eighth grade son, Josh, was already at home and he was hungry.
Sorry, the house kind of smells like bacon. Josh thought he needed something to eat after school.
The Christmans live in Napanee, a small town south of Elkhart, Indiana. Steve Christman says it used to be a nice place with some good fishing, but now the RV business is tanking and morale has tumbled.
Yeah, it's terrible. Very negative around here right now. Most everybody's still getting their benefits, but when the benefits run out around here, Wow.
Steve lost his job doing plumbing and electrical work at a nearby RV builder this past summer. He's been getting by on part-time work. He knew the only long-term prospect was to go back to school. His education was so important that this avid bass fisherman made the ultimate sacrifice. He sold his boat.
The schooling, I thought, was very important, so I didn't want to be caught behind the eight ball. So I thought, well, before it gets real bad, I'm going to liquidate all my assets.
That must have hurt.
You have no idea.
Some people go back to school and end up with training that takes them nowhere. Steve Christman says he didn't want that to happen, so he used the internet and his head to find a new career.
So I went on Monster.com and all these other sites, and I think it was 40% had the word CNC in it.
CNC, as in computer numerical control. It's a system for computer-controlled lathes that makes precision tools. It's key to the great new hope for laid-off workers in this area, the orthopedics industry. We're in Warsaw, Indiana, at the Orthopedic Manufacturing Training Lab, a branch of Ivy Tech Community College. That's a statewide system that is one of the fastest-growing two-year schools in the country. Melissa Denton, a project manager for Ivy Tech, says this facility is a direct response to employer demand.
I go to the companies and ask them, what is it that you're looking for in hires? How can we help you fulfill your workforce needs and offer training that is what they're looking for?
And they're not looking for RV workers. Now this area bills itself as an orthopedics capital. Industry leaders like Zimmer and Paragon have facilities here that churn out everything from surgical tools to hip replacements that could end up inside your body. Teacher Robert Marsh says demand is high for the skills these students are learning.
Even if there's not enough room for this, for the orthopedic industry to absorb all of them, there are other industries across Indiana and across the country that are looking for well-trained CNC operators.
And parentheses, probably right there where we hit the question mark.
Robert Marsh and a student are staring at pages and pages of computer instructions. After 15 years in the industry, Marsh is like a character in The Matrix. In seconds, he can see the errors in a program that students spent hours writing. Once the program is loaded into the machine, the precision lathe jumps and dances robotically and quickly spits out the part the student has designed. Ivy Tech has bet a lot of money on training courses like this one. One lathe costs $70,000. But at age 39, Steve Christman is taking the biggest gamble. After dropping out of college as a young man, he's trying again. He may even get an associate's degree to improve his chances in the next downturn.
If I get a job after I get certified and they know that I want to keep going back to school, that I'm not just a button pusher, I'm not the one that gets laid off.
This could be one of the upsides of the downturn, a more educated workforce. But for all of this to work out, Steve Christman still has to find a job. Larry Abramson, NPR News.